The fastest growing segment of the U.S. population is senior citizens, with the number of Americans ages 65 and older projected to more than double from 46 million to over 98 million by 2060. This is Lisa Berry, and as the population ages, there is more and more to keep up with, including behind the wheel. As part of Eastern Michigan University's Aging Studies program, they brought in a speaker to talk about older Americans and driving, and she joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Ann Dickerson.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Ann is professor and director of research for the Older Adult Driving Initiative at East Carolina University. So what is your presentation going to be all about?
It really is about how we can keep older adults on the road as long as they are safe and decreasing the risk. So it's about strategies for improving their driving and strategies for practitioners, especially occupational therapists, to identify those that might be at risk and need to make that plan and the plan to retire from driving as a plan. Just like we plan for retirement, we plan for housing, we plan for money, we need to plan for driving retirement. The research shows clearly that men will outlive their driving years by 11 years, or 7 years, and the women will outlive their driving years by 11 years. So you need to plan for that. So it's not a matter of if, it's when, but we want to really help older adults keep on the road as long as they can.
As I get older, I don't like to define what an older adult is, but I guess for this purpose, we have to give it an age. What age are we thinking about?
Well, you know, when we talk about older drivers, we are looking at the age of 65 and older. Truly, the 65 to 75 are the safest drivers. They are very experienced drivers, and they know how to modify their driving. But what happens is you see after 75 and especially 80 plus, when a person that age is in a crash, it's because of the frailty that they will die much sooner than a younger person. And that's really the risk.
Is there a recommended age to stop driving?
It's not about age. It's all about function. You know, really, there's drivers that are 90 and doing fine. There's older adults are very diverse. So, you know, we want to try to stay away from numbers as much as we can.
Good with that.
You know, we know as an older person ages, the medical conditions come into play. So as you are an older adult, you are at more risk to have a stroke, to have diabetes, to have dementia, to have all these other older adult disabilities. And that's why occupational therapy is in the position when they see somebody recovering from a medical condition, helping that older adult with that medical condition, planning for that transition, transition back to driving. You know, like, what do they need to do? A driving rehabilitation specialist helps the person adapt their car to them, which is really exciting. And I'd like to suggest that individuals come out and check out CarFit, which is a community event. Eastern Michigan University is working with CarFit, which is a collaboration of the American Occupational Therapy Association, the AAA Automobile Association, and AARP to have this community event. So it's for drivers, current older drivers, and they come and they check their fit of their car. So a community free event, and it is a really good way to make sure that your car fits you.
And what do you mean by fit?
That you have the correct distance away from the steering wheel, you know, that you have to be at least 10 inches away from that airbag. That you know all the working pieces. Is your seat adjusted well? Are you having any trouble with turning the key if you have arthritis? So the idea is to go through a 12-point checklist, much like we do with kids' car seats.
Okay. So, and technology is advancing so quickly.
Oh, yes.
Does that make it more difficult for older drivers to adapt?
I think all of us struggle sometimes as older adults with new technology. Just as we were speaking before, it's really important that this technology be taught to the older adult. And truthfully, when you're buying a car, the car dealer's telling you it has this, this,
right,
and this. and you go home and like,
what? What's that doing again?
What's that blinking? Yeah. You know.
Well, that's great that you're here to help. Ann Dickerson, director and professor of research for the Older Adult Driving Initiative at East Carolina University, speaking on the Eastern Michigan University campus. Thanks for stopping by and sharing your insight and information with us.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.